Shalmi Shvius, Tav Ayin Gimel, starting from the Mishnah, on top of Amud Beis, Ayin Beis Amud Beis. Talking about the mitzvah, the halacha of beer, which we established already in the year of Shvita, if there's no more things to grow from the field, no more things to take from the field, then he has to be no more, can't have any provisions in the home that come from that field, and it has to be burnt. We might discuss this different times, Musakin beer, during the year when and where. It's contingent upon different areas with divided up into Eretz Yisrael, with halachas of beer apply. So it's a little beer. There are three lands considered legabi din beer. Yudah Gevel, Yardim, and Galil. These three things have different halachas legabi din of beer. And therefore, the Gemara said that the halacha of beer applies to any place where we see and something that wherever it's kept, as long as it's not in the field, and whatever's in the field is now gone, then the halacha is that you have to remove your thing as well. So the Mishnah discusses. There are three parts of each of these three different areas of the Mishnah starts off. There's also many, many arutzos that are small lands that are part of this as well, that are part of this, divided up into other sections as well. So the Mishnah says, Galil, what are those things? Galil Elyon, Galil Atachton, Vayimek. Galil Elyon, Galil Atachton, and the valley are the three different parts that that are divided up. Mara says, what's enough? We're good examples of these three. Wherever Shikman, this type of plants that do not grow, they don't grow there at all. But a Galil, that's way up in the upper Galil. Wherever Shikman grow, Galil Atachton, that's lower Galil. Utchum Tveria is the area of Tveria. That is the area where we see these things grow. And those, they only grow not in the mountains. They grow only in areas that are lowlands, lands, parts that it's down, lower down, and not when it's higher up. It doesn't survive in that. And the male was saying that, therefore, these are the areas with Falamatan where would be considered a southern border of Galil. And that's an area where these things would thrive and continue to grow. So when it says, but that's normally in a place where it normally grows, not in a place which is not accessible for it, where it's high up on a mountain or something like that, that's where these things do not grow. It's an area that does not grow. It's hilly, it's mountainous area, it does not grow, only goes in a flat area. So when I say that we'll see in a moment where these things are. When I say another halach, Mikfakan of the mind of Kamaladi Koshin Mikam Shikman, whatever's not Shikman, Galil Elyon. Again, wherever these things grow, Galil Takman, it's Kaloa Galil. And it's Tveria, which we said before, has in it also the din of what the Rashi Mishnah brings down, that this area has in it many different parts of it. Tchum Tveria is a Gemek Galil, there's a lot of Tamarim there. It's an area that it grows. So the Mishnah says, "These are like Yehuda, Ha'eshvel Ve'Yamek." In Yehuda, there are three different parts to it. There's the mountains, Eshvel, the lowlands, Ve'Yamek, and the valleys. Different parts of it, which obviously create different areas as far as what can grow there and what the halakas are. Mishnah says, "Yehuda, we said Eshvel Ve'Yamek." So I think about Shvilas Lod, Shvilas Hadarom. The lowlands of Lod are like the lowlands of Darom, of the south. Like Abedin and Beer, they have the same halakha. And the mountain of Lud is like the mountain of Malachim, which is in Yehuda. It's a beautiful area. And just that the mountains there are equal to the mountains that are considered in the low areas of Yehuda. That's where the area is. So when I said that, the Shvilas Hadarom, that's called Shvilas Hadarom. And that's where it is from that part. And that's where Mechuyav be. Varshalok Bahaj Melech. And the mountain of Lud, it's like the mountain of the king, which is in Yehuda. Beskor and Admin is in Akas. Beskor and Antul, the Yam, is considered one land. It's considered one piece of land that expands the entire area. Adyo Medina Akas is considered one Medina says the Marful, the Kol Zman Shelo Kila Chayecha, because Minam Makamos, Shabanei, Michol Ganshigvul, Milach Laideh Makamekla. As long as you have in these places, any of these places, it still remains, then the you don't have to go ahead and there's no din beer that, no din beer on what's remaining by you. It's as long as it stayed in these places, it's considered a makom, and it's considered that it's part of what it's there, and therefore the status of it does not change. And the even if it's a har, it doesn't mean if it's a mountain, it's not. In this area where it doesn't, where the things doesn't change, so all has the same halakha. And then we're going to go into much more detail as to different opinions of where the upper, lower, where it begins, where it ends. And the Gemara is going to explain a little bit more to determine where we're talking about. Where's the north start? Where's the south end? Where is that part where we consider an area where we say you can take the produce from? So the Mishnah continues. The Mishnah says, V'lama amr shosha. Why does it say 3 ounces? To say that you have one area, one answer. What do you have to have three separate subdivisions? You're allowed to eat in the Shvita. You're allowed to eat every one of these places. You're allowed to eat until the last one disappears. In other words, that Badafka is telling you a Kiddush that the halakha of beer doesn't apply only when if it's in one place where it's nothing left, but only if all these places, all three areas, are all cleaned out, there's nothing else growing, and then the halakha would be in such a case. Then you mechuyav beer. That's where beer goes. As long as it's not wherever, all different areas, not one type of area. But the lowlands and the highlands and the mountains all have to be together, the same halakha. Same. Rav Shimon disagree. Rav Shimon, I met. Kolomer shoshat zol Yehuda. He only said it'll three, only gabi Yehuda. Shakot says by melech. All the other things go by the halakha of our melech, gabi din beer. They don't go, we don't look by the different sections that we have, the higher, the lower, the mountain, when these things that begin to remove, begin to disappear. I says, no, we don't want the same halakha. The Moshe Rishman says, nothing, doesn't flow, just these halukim do not apply, only in Yehuda. All the other things go to one formula, by the halakha, they go by Haramelech, whatever the Haramelech status is, that is at this time, that's what it is, that's what you get. It doesn't change. All of them, the halakha will gotta be, only in the place of Haramelech, otherwise it doesn't require, it's still growing, and the halakha be doesn't kind of take an effect. All the lands are one, the gabi beer of Zaysim and Tamarim, and therefore all these things come together. That you have all of them in the fields, you have all of them to come to one shot, all of them have to see, all of them together have to be where there's nothing remaining in any of the areas in order to be able to be considered that it is now mutter to eat, permitted to eat, because all of them already went through the process of beer, and therefore the luck would be good. The Kolorotzes, but the Tamarim, all of them, area, the Gabi, the beer, are only considered one halakha, the Gabi. We don't break them up into different parts. The Gemara tries to understand a little bit what this basis of this pasuk is. What's the basis where the halakha of beer comes in? Says the Gemara. All of that together. We talk about the behema and a person's own things should be the same. As long as the beast, the animals eat shvius from the field, then a behema is allowed to eat in your house. If the animals, there's nothing out there for the animals, the beast to eat, then you have to go remove what's left in your house. You go follow the same formula. You have to remove it. You have to do beer on whatever's left of shvius in your possession, in your house. So the Gemara said, that's a look of beer. So Gemara wants to know, what do you mean by sada? Chachamim went ahead and paskin to say in a chayet shabahar gedila mamek. The halacha that the animal of the mountain, the animals of the mountain do not, Mara says, do not have any connection to the thing that grows in the amek. The things that grow in the mountain have no connection to what's growing in the valleys. And vice versa as well. Each one is different. So they're just because someone says that the animals of one part have completed consuming what they have in the field doesn't mean, therefore, that you go by the formula of beer with the animals on the other side, with the behemoths in your house. It doesn't go that. It has to be the same idea, whether it's Bahar or Shafel, we don't care where, all of them have the same formula, one din formula, that it has to be, that has to be each particular section itself, has to be a look is where there is considered something which would be required beer. Otherwise, the status of it changes. We look at it not like as one big field, but rather as three different fields, parts of the field. Each one has its own set of rules as to when beer would be required, of when beer would be required. Okay, so the Gemara is like this. The Gemara says the Gemara says that this is the halacha that we find nageya to the din of biur. The question we're discussing is we'll see some examples of where the halacha where animals were still where the animals were still in the area taken from what's growing in the field, and the halacha is what change of status regarding the halachas of biur that you have in things in your house. The Gemara discusses the difference between the two, the status. Gemara says, "Dikalitolunius ayik l'pnei bias." The Roman Emperor Dikalionis, he went ahead and he was Messiah of the people, Messiah of the people of Bnei Panias, the people in this town, the north of Eretz Israel. They were Messiah of them. Gemara says, "Amalei said to him, we'll go from here to go someplace else. We don't want to stay here, be under your oppression." So Amalei, Sophista, a certain Sophista, a wise person, said, "Lo, alanokun, they will not go. Be alanokun. If for some reason they go, cousin, they're going to come back. Be boys, medivikin. If you want to go ahead and make sure it's true, I see Tavian, bring a deer. Shakal nara devichika. Go ahead and send it to a distant land. In the end, you'll see they're going to come back to the original place. They can't stay someplace else. They'll only come back to where they come from. That's the idea of an animal will come back to where it started. Of a king, same thing. Must said this would be the same halacha over here. Of a king, so the king did this. Asintavian, he brought a deer. A chapikanus b'kzav. He covered the horns with gold, with silver, so they can learn. He could tell which ones they are. V'shalchan l'Afrika, he sent them to Africa. He sent them across the continent. So he sent them over there. So the Gemara says that he sent them over there. Gemara says what happened. When it says the Chalavika Lakatim, the soft plus in the end of 13 years, Chazos Raya, they came back to the place where they came from. They came back to where they were in Africa, and they were kept there. And after 13 years, they were able to come back to Eretz Israel. So you see that the Chazal Makoma, they came back. So the same idea that the you can't differentiate between the areas, the three different areas, to say that one is applies to one, not the other. We consider all the same. They're hurgalo, they're ruggle to come back. They'll come back. You can't mix. You can't say the animal for this will be the same as the animal for that. That you can't do. So Gemara says, Tani b'lenta b'raisa. Similar to Milan. The simon of mountains is Milan. Is when you have Milan. Milan is the Ilonis HaGedilim behen. Special trees that grow. Says Gemara Fulda, that grow from these. Atzafotzim, the Pnei Moshe says, these are of gallnuts that grow normally in the mountains. They usually grow in the mountains. La'amokim tvar. Someone said that, and the olmak of the value of amokim of valleys is tamar. That's what comes out of date palms come there. L'nechol mekonim, and of rivers is their reeds. L'shfelok shikmim, and from the those that are the lower, the lowlands, where said that's shikma. Daf became a davar. You don't have a pasuk. It's only right. That was achol davar. Ace arazim nisna shikma kasheshved l'ro. The pasuk tells us that the telling us the halacha is that what Shlomo HaMelech made the cedars to use for the base of mikdash. Where said there were so many of them kasheshved l'ro, like those shvila in the ro, that shvila in the sycamore in the fields. There was so much of it around that it was so much excess. That it was a night to feel over there, which is an abundant, which has a tremendous amount of things in the ground that grow, tremendous amount. So the Gemara says, what's the halacha? What are we paskin? Gemara says, it's the boy of the main midas adin. Someone should say that the price is talking about the gabi din midas adin. It's the army of Egel Arufa itma. Sometimes referring to the laws of Egel Arufa. In other words, the idea of the, what we say, the halacha is that the we find an Egel Arufa, we go ahead, we break its neck. If we find a person was killed and nobody steps forward to say he killed a b'shogeg, we don't know who did what, so we give it like a proof from there. Gemara says that we take it away. So Gemara says that so therefore we see that this is the procedure, the process that we have. Some call it Eglar Rufa, some call it Eglar Rufa, because again, the same idea, because there's the same formula where you consider it as if it's part of the process, that just like over there, when you go by the idea of the Eglar Rufa, you take the head of the animal, and it's the so too it's understood. The same idea applies, that it's a like an Eglar Rufa, where it's it has to grow. It's it has to be the nachal. We know that an Eglar Rufa has to be, you put it by the nachal, part of the requirement, and there's the same halacha over there as well. The same halacha applies as well. So the Gemara says, you see that the different parts that are divided up in Eretz Yisrael, the upper and the lower. The Gemara says, tries to explain, what is the Emek HaGalil, the Mishnah quotes about? Gomikas Ginosar Chavaseh, famous valley of Ginosar, and it's those who like it, which is all the beautiful fruits of that grow there, in the Ginosar. Gemara says, the Bikas Ginosar Chavaseh, and Gemara said, this is what, Yotzeba, the same idea, the other ones also, in the Galil, each one has a set Mokom Yuchat. What about, the Gemara says, in Yehuda, same thing also we have. The one wants to know, which area, what does it mean, Har Yehuda? Say, Har HaMelech. This is called Har HaMelech. This is called Har HaMelech. The Judean hills, it's called Har HaMelech. It's called Har HaMelech. So Gemara says, Eshfil Adarim, these are from Adarim, Emek Shalom, the valley of Yehuda, Main Gedi, and Rechos, from Ein Gedi to Yericho. So each one has a section, which we divide the borders from right to left, of where, from north to south, where we consider it the correct interpretation of the city of the, and it was said that this is called Shvelos Darov, it's called that, and it's Emek Shalom, the valley considered, that area is called Megiddo Adiricha. From Megiddo Adiricha, that's the area that we're referring to, that has in it this ability to the Gemara talks about, that he has the ability to be able to go ahead and consider it as one place, and to be able to go consider it as one din, Lagavi din of Kedusha V'Taira, of one halacha that's considered part of the area of Eretz Yisrael. So the Gemara says, "Ezu Ma'ashev Yadim." What does it mean when it says "Har Shev Yadim"? What is that referring to? Gemara says, "Tanu Vilan Nevar Shev Shemang Leamet." The Ha'im Makfer Gadar, like there's the mountains of Makfer and Gadar. Makfer and Gadar, these are areas that border of Eretz Yisrael. The Chaimos and Sem Niyaros Biyam, which for lesso and the lowland part that's the low part. You refer to these cities, Keshbon, all the cities, and the Dibon, and Monos, and all the ones around that have come from the same source. However, when it says it's Emek Shalom, it's valley, is in the area of Beis Haros, Beis Mitzvah, in the area of Beis Haros, Beis Mitzvah. Same thing with other things as well. Same idea, it should be considered. Yarat Melech Cheshbon, same idea, should be considered it should be considered enough where you go ahead and you consider it as one person, as one area. All our lakas are the same, the gabe, the din of removing the beer, removing what's considered outside the area, you would have to get rid of. So Gemara says, which of these base are base Ramasa, base Nimron, Sukkos the Harle, considered Sukkos the Harle, and Safon Amti, and Safon is considered Amsu. Cell phones considered Amsu. And Rashi explains this, the Rav Fulda explains this as well, that it's unusual this language. Said that what's growing, that's considered like the din of the nar, and therefore, and whatever is Bahar Shvela is considered like a Shvela. All of them, we extend the area to all of them to be included in the area that they're referring to. We're going to continue. So all the low-lying area of a mountain is like the mountain. Bahar Shvela is Shvela. The mountains of lowland are like the mountains. In other words, like Mara says, if you, one part of an area gets bigger, grows, because like a mountain, it's still like it is. It still has all kinds of halakha's requirement of what are you allowed to do. So you see that the Gemara says this would be the time where we consider it as if it's one and we divide up the two. If something happens before, then we can divide it up accordingly. We can divide up the year to be able to use for after Shemitah. We can divide it up accordingly without a problem. And it's we don't have to worry about the din of using something that comes with Shviyas. The Gemara says, explains. That was it. The halakha in the Baisa. How to get shviyas from produce from shviyas from a mountain? It's the mountain and its mountain. Har v'haro, it's the mountain and its mountain, and its mountain. So Gemara says har haro. Then we could gido. So nafal shvlaso hadamra shvela v'shabar nar v'had shvela v'kshvela. We say that the area is when I'm telling you the mountains is the collective mountains, and the area of the shvela is kshvela. The areas that whatever grows in the lowlands is what considers to continue to grow. And whoever is a riot, this is the factor. The Mishnah says, The mountain is like a mountain of the king. Beis Charon ad Yom HaDinah Cheres. Beis Charon until the end of the second Limud. So you see that it's the, we consider that these things are the same. We learn out the Limud, that when Yoshi learns out, the halakha is all from the same in the halakha of the Mishnah, the two categories. The first one is, it's Shlom Kesholah Kahar Melech, and the second one is Beis Charon. And we say the status of each one has a halakha changed, the Gavid Din Beer has one area, considered all one in area, and all that area says the same halakha applies, that you remove that before you can go to the Din of Beer. We'll stop over here, we'll continue from here tomorrow.